It's 77 degrees in Nashville. Middle Tennessee remains under a heat advisory all day today. We expect that heat index around 110 degrees or so. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. The next death row inmate scheduled for lethal injection wants a new execution doctor. TDOC is expected to put Anthony Darrell Hines to death on August 13th. His attorneys want the court to order TDOC to hire a new doctor before the scheduled execution. And if that's not possible, they want the state to delay his capital punishment until it can hire someone. Typically, the doctor is there to call time of death. But when the medical staff fails to place a traditional IV in the inmate's arms, the doctor is expected to place a central line in a deeper vein. Dr. Mark Fowler tried and failed to carry out this task in the last execution. TDOC has refused to confirm whether Fowler will staff Hines' execution. The defense attorneys say keeping Fowler around puts Hines at risk of torturous pain. Hines has several health complications. He had a stroke last year, and the prison's medical contractor never provided the prescribed medication because they didn't have it on hand. Hines had a second stroke in January. He collapsed in his cell and hit his head. He's been partially paralyzed in the infirmary since, leading to severe muscle loss. His attorneys say it's likely that will make placing a traditional IV difficult, and there's a good chance Hines will need a central line placed. Faith leaders and Republican state senators called on Governor Bill Lee to halt executions and commission an independent investigation into the lethal injection program. In a recent interview, he said that wasn't necessary. Tonight, Nashville's Metro Council will consider finalizing new legislation to regulate data centers. A key environmental safeguard was stripped out earlier this month, which could have serious consequences for public health and the environment. But WPLN's Caroline Edwards reports a proposed amendment could change that.
In its current form, the legislation provides two loopholes for fossil fuels. It allows data centers to power up with on-site gas turbines or diesel generators, which could essentially serve as private power plants. That poses serious risk for Nashville's air quality. Just look to Memphis. Elon Musk's XAI facility has its own gas turbines that create more nitrogen oxide pollution than TVA's largest coal plant. Councilperson Clay Kapp introduced an ordinance to help prevent what's happening there in Nashville. His amendment sets up clear limits for fossil fuel use, allows unlimited renewables like solar, geothermal, and batteries, since they won't pollute the city, and creates incentives for companies that source half their power from renewables. Some folks say this legislation has been too rushed and the results could be sloppy. The Southern Alliance for Clean Energy last week urged city officials to only pass the proposed moratorium, like so many other cities in the nation, to allow time to strengthen the regulations. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News. And you'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.